Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This week, I take a look back at my reality TV past, and I tell you how fake it can really be.
We discuss Fashion Week and Rihanna in London for the Fenty hair event.
Plus, we get into all our summer favourites,
including our favourite pop culture moments and trends we need to ditch. Hello, and welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's been popping off in pop culture this week. Holla.
Hey.
Okay, sorry if my energy's a bit down in today's episode. And also, sorry, I can't tell. Do I sound bunged up? Do I sound
Not
nasally?
Really. Sometimes you do sound nasally, yeah. Though.
What, in general? Or?
Well.
Okay, I didn't know that. Wait, I didn't know I sounded nasally.
Oh, no, maybe it's just now then.
No, maybe I do sound nasally. I don't know.
Like you talk from, like, in here, you know?
In from the heart.
Yeah.
I'm recovering from an illness and I'm on like 3 hours sleep. So my energy's not at 10-10.
It's a busy bod.
You know, forgive me. Wait, no, surely I sound... Let me not ask any more questions. Because no, now you're going to have to lie to be polite. Now you can't even tell me the truth. I know. I have like a... I think I have like 5 different voices. Like I think I speak differently to depending on the person I'm speaking to.
No, definitely.
Oh no, 100. When I speak to a straight man, or when I speak to like in the McDonald's drive-through, like or like if I'm ordering something from like a man,
really?
Like I'll be like, "Hi." No, I won't say that. I'll be like, "Hey, can I have the?"
Do you? Oh my god!
I don't know, and I don't know why. It's not even like I'm not consciously like, oh my god, like it's like an innate subconscious thing, and I only ever clock I'm doing it if like someone's filming me and I like watch it back. Like when I used to do like drive-through videos on YouTube, like food challenges and stuff. Every time I went to a drive-through, like. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Why am I speaking low all of a sudden and I don't even realize I'm doing it?
I always do it when I do voiceovers. Like, I put on like this like posh voice.
Ooh.
I feel like, or like say things like properly. But I think that I always think like, fuck, like if I ever talk about like this and that, then I know people will like bring up like, you sound so posh like, in some
And wait,
videos.
So like if you're doing a voiceover on TikTok, you're like...
Yeah, like I'll just like start talking like in the posh voice and I don't know why. Don't you think, what do you think my accent is? Do you think it's like South London?
I think it's like I know this, but like standard London.
Really?
Like you know when people go on reality TV shows and they're like, "I'm from London." Like it's
it doesn't like sound from South.
Yeah, London, it's not like proper. Oh my god, wait, do you still watch Towie? I watch it vicariously through TikTok. I don't actually. Oh my god, guys, the other day when I was hungover, do you know who Danny is from Towie? She's like the
Danny, the blonde mom.
Yeah.
Back in the day?
No, not that Danny. She's a new Danny. Well, like, not new, but, like a couple seasons deep new.
Have you seen all the stuff about Mark Wright as well? And the Wright family?
No.
And, like, they're basically, like, really trying to cancel... Oh, Danny! Yeah.
When I was hungover, I commented on her TikTok being like...
We literally follow each other.
Oh, really? Yeah. I commented on her TikTok, and I completely forgot about it, being, like, loving you on this series, Danny. Mm. And then, like, a day later, I got a notification, like... Danny replied to your comment that thank you so much. I was like, who Danny? I was like, who? And I was like, oh my god, I forgot. And then but the TikTok came off my view picture. I just thought it was a recent one, and it was one from like 4 months ago. I was like, oh my god, like a freak. But I am loving her on this new series. She's great. But anyway, there is so much drama on the new series because Harry Durbridge is with this was with this guy for like a year and a bit. And he's just broken up. No, so like they broke up, but like they broke up and now he's the ex that he's brought onto the show is with another gay guy with Janaid, and Janaid was Harry's friend. And it's like all the scenes are like
Janaid being problematic again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he always like comes out of being problematic and then like he's like, no, like this season, like I'm just not into all of that. Like I'm a new person. Mm. Like I'm not revisiting the old Janaid. And then everyone's like, we love the new Janaid. Like the new Janaid. And is he going back to the old Janaid?
Yeah. Well, it's just messy because he's like, but also I can't tell how much of it is staged because like in the scenes they look like they're trying not to burst out laughing.
Really?
But I can't.
I feel like Dani always looks like she's trying not to laugh. Yeah. She's always like standing there like.
But I can't tell if they look like they're trying not to burst out laughing because the situation is so awkward or because it's like staged.
Yeah.
But then Harry Durbridge is making so many TikToks about it, like being like, what's meant for you will be meant for you. And I'm like, if you're doing all these TikToks, it's probably not staged. Mm. I feel like the breakup's real, but maybe like Janaid and Harry's ex were like, oh, we could get a storyline out of this. Should we pretend to date?
So Janaid's getting close with the one with the dark hair, his ex?
Yes. Yeah. And like, but like when they were like about to break up, like Harry would find texts from Janaid on the phone, but like they were just friends. But then
so are they kissing?
I don't think they've kissed yet on the show.
Oh, is it getting to that?
Yeah, like they've just come back from, you know how like sometimes they'll do trips kick off
they're
a series.
Cyprus, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they've just come back from Cyprus and like Janaid's like, oh my god, ever since we come back from Cyprus, like I've literally thought about you every day.
Really? Messy Janaid.
Yeah. But it's kind
that's
of
what fun. TV needs.
But
though.
Like you never see like gay people drama like this on like a mainstream reality television
it's
show.
It's good.
Like it's always like heterosexual relationships like doing that shit.
Yeah, sometimes I do binge their TikToks, but I do want to watch because it's a really nice show to watch on a Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because it's like very I don't know, it's very like comforting.
They're good on TikTok because they don't gatekeep. Like they will upload important scenes to TikTok. Like you know how like some shows were like
do it on a cliffhanger and
it's like I'm not going onto ITV and watching this. Like, but they will like show you full scenes so that like, you can get the gist of
like
what's going on just through binging their TikTok.
Yeah. No, I do love a bit of Tawi and I like the cast. The last thing that I was like really keep. I still know everything that's always going on, but the last thing I was probably keeping up with was when he like was rude to Ella, like, and Harry was rude to Ella at his birthday party, and he's
Ella. I love Ella. Such a gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
But she's back with Dan Edgar now.
Again.
These people, I saw this girl do a TikTok and I was like, okay, yeah, low-key true. But like, these people are too old to be doing a show
and
like
Edgar. And he's got no personality.
They need to like clear them all out and bring in a new, because like when Tawi started, it was like 18 to 21 year olds. And these people are all now like 28 plus.
Mm. Not all of them.
Pretty much. There's like Ella who's younger.
I miss because you know
I think Ella might be the only one. Ella and maybe Dani who are under the age of like 28.
Oh yeah, of course, because Janaid and that will be older.
Yeah, Janaid, because one of the plot lines was like Janaid was like, I'm turning 30 and never had a boyfriend.
Oh really?
Or maybe he didn't say that, but something like I'm turning 30 and don't have a boyfriend. Also, I feel like they need to do that with Geordie Shore as well. Like,
but show still goes on.
Yeah, but like it's now like reunion vibes and they go on like holidays with their kids and
you
guys are too messy for this. Like, we have no young people reality show. Like every reality show is like 30 plus people or like it's all about marriage, like Maths or Love is Blind or like, why don't we have any more TV shows where it's like 18 to 21 year olds getting drunk on TV? Yeah. Like bring back Peckin's Finest.
No, Peckin's Finest is full of vulgar birds anyways. It's only like me and like the twins that were young.
But also like that, we need like, cause that was like, it was like Tawi Star where it was like set up situations. Like I need another show like Geordie Shore where they like stick a bunch of young people in the house and like maybe it's but they can't do that in this day and age, but like stick them all in the house and supply them with alcohol and let them go loose.
Yeah, they're not allowed
safeguarding and
because you see the Tawi lot as well, like Dani, every single story brunch, they're always drinking and like that's how it is when you're doing reality TV, because I'm not being funny, but like no one's doing all this stuff like Stone Cold
Sober. It would I can imagine
you have to have a bit of alcohol to fuel that argument. Do you know what I mean?
Did you have major blow-ups on the TV?
No, I did have an argument with Kevin. like not an argument, but like a disagreement.
Were you drunk?
No. Oh, they wanted us to kiss so bad and it was so awkward. I was like, I literally can't do it. Like, stop asking me. I love the producers, but I hate the people that like
the like production the aspect of reality.
Yeah,
TV.
Like it was just so like, oh god, this is so cringe. And it's especially because most of the people didn't know that it was gonna be like that as well.
Yeah. Wait, what did you think it was gonna be like? More like almost like documentary style?
Yeah, documentary style, not like set up. And especially looking back, and I'm the one that's like the fucking like silly girl, like doesn't have a job sort of thing. I did have a job, but you weren't allowed to film there. And all of that, and no one like captured, like everyone's was like their work and stuff.
Mm.
So we like DJ, this or that or whatever. But me, I was just like the one that was chasing after a boy on TV.
When you had your fight, were you like, oh, like, why have I just done that on TV?
Or no, not at all. I mean, it wasn't like really, I was just like getting on to like Kevin, really. But yeah, we can upload a clip if you want. I just think the rate that we've been going at needs to be a lot slower than how it has been. It's just not, I'm in my final year and I'm not gonna lie, I can't f*** that up for a man. I don't even know what they are.
When you finished recording, were you like, oh, I hope like I hope this like becomes like a series two, or like were you just like, okay, what the hell?
No,
was that?
We were literally just like, what the fuck? Because it just got to a point, because like I was like forced so many times to like say like to repeat things like at home and stuff, and like do it with more vim and do it with more this, because the producers would be like, they have a goal of like how they want the storyline to go. They know exactly what they want. They know exactly what they want you to say. And if you don't say that or you have a change of heart, they're already in the fucking office like rewriting the whole thing, sort of thing. And then I just remember being in like my living room, and like one of the producers, he made me say the same thing like four times over because I wasn't saying it like with enough like thing. Bear in mind, this was like post COVID, so
yeah,
this was like nearly 4 years ago now. So I was still like young. I was only just turned 20 and stuff. But yeah, like it was just so set up, and like so like I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like now being older and like 24, no, I'm not 24. I'm literally 25, gonna be 26. But like I'm just older, like I just know. Like I'll just be like, no, bro. I don't feel like that. Like, no.
It's so random that like that is like, I mean, as I'm always like, you just have so many random facts about you. Like the fact that you did a whole reality ITV show is like, it's like,
I know.
What? Like
And I just
like you do
like
so many
brat.
Side quests.
No, so many side quests. My life is a side quest. I love it.
Oh
yeah. Any more questions?
I'm trying to think. I've never asked you properly about it.
Yeah. If anyone has any questions, then
maybe we do a Peckham's Finest episode.
Yeah.
We should do it. We should do a you know those like podcasts which are like a recap podcast, so they'll watch like shows like like they'll watch they'll watch like Desperate Housewives. Like there's a really famous like Desperate Housewives one, there's a really famous girl, you know, the HBO show Girls, like with Lena Dunham. And they'll like watch like a couple episodes a week, and then they'll come back and like discuss their thoughts, and like everybody who listens along to the podcast watches the episodes in during the week, and then they come back and like listen.
Should you do that with Emily in Paris?
No, let's do it with Peckham's Finest.
We can if you want, actually. I think it would be really funny.
That would be funny to do a recap episode.
It was really not that interesting, though. It could have been so good because it's literally Peckham.
Yeah.
But, like, it just was such a flop because everyone was just,
it was quite a small cast as well, wasn't it?
It was,
but also,
way
like,
bigger.
I swear the cast was, like, you know how, like, Made in Chelsea, where it was, like, all, like, similar ages and they, like, kind of, like, friend of a friend, like...
Well, this is the thing. And then when they tried to, like, make drama out of it, the only people that were actually, like, interested in the drama was this one girl. She was the only one that was, like, really, like going for like the drama and shit like that, and like getting onto people and like not giving a fuck and like really going with the storylines. But then a lot of other people, for example, like there was DJs, there was one of the guys was like a BMX like guy, whatever, and like they couldn't like film at this place, then they couldn't film here, and then they couldn't like the way that, like, if people knew, okay, cool, but you're going to have a storyline, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, like, do you want to do it? Then it would have gone way better because there would have been so many more people that were willing to be involved. But because there wasn't, and people thought that like, it was literally going to be, like, a documentary about them.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, no, f- that. Like, I'm literally not, I have work to do, like, and that's what I thought you were, like, going to be filming me doing. Like, I need to get paid, bitch. And you're paying me, what, like, £50 a day?
How did you get on the show? They DM'd you?
No, we just saw it going, and I was like, no, I need to apply for this.
Oh, it was, like, an apply thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I'll be pissed off if I'm not in it.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I need to at least know that I've, like, been denied. Like, like,
is it, I knew that I was going to get it, though. Like, I actually did.
No, yeah.
I don't know why. I just did. I just knew it, like.
No, you do get those feelings sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I just knew it. Like, only child from Peckham. Like, wishy, like, just living her life. Yeah, loud mouth. Like, I'm perfect for the show. Like, but they definitely did not get all the tea they thought they were gonna get.
Yeah, and did you know everyone on it before?
I did. So I hadn't actually met the twins properly. I feel like this isn't like an interview. No, I didn't know fucking anyone, to be honest. Like, I knew of the twins, but I'd never met them properly.
Because I feel like it would be so much better if they, like, came to someone in specific, say, like, you, and were like, listen, like, who are your friends? We want to, like, know who all your friends are.
That's what I thought they were going to do. And like, have me out drinking with my friends in Peckham.
And then do it, like, okay, like, you're, like pick, like, three people instead of, like, I don't know how many they had, but, like, pick three people and then have, like, as the main characters say, and then, like, have their friends and then introduce, like, you and your friends to another friends. Group and their friends, and then, like, no, but that's something. Like how, like, Maiden Chelsea and Towie started.
Oh, yeah,
like,
true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
it could have been so much more.
Like, I feel like that's how, like, they're, like, natural. Because then also you don't have that awkwardness, especially for, like, a first series. It's, like, you're always going to be a bit awkward with people you don't really know. And, like, you're not going to be able to, like, properly have, like, you wouldn't, like, bicker. Like, because you could bicker with a friend and get over it, but that would still make entertaining TV.
Yeah. I'm so drunk here. I was so drunk. Oh, my God. No, that was the last episode. I was so drunk.
Oh, my God. You too drunk.
Wow. Okay. Moving on. Before I get
out. Oh, okay. But yeah.
Yeah, and then he met, like, oh my God, wait, I don't even want to spill, like, the tea of the but then, like, Kevin met my dad on on TV and everything. And it was the first proper, like.
Did they air it or not?
Yeah.
Oh.
And everything.
I feel like I watched, like, the first two episodes of it and then I forgot.
Even my granddad was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that could have been so good.
It could have been so good.
They need to, like, try again.
Yeah, because, like, it's, like, Peckham's, like, perfect for it.
Yeah.
Like, Peckham's so perfect for it. But, like, a lot of the people weren't even from Peckham.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, some of the people, I was like, you lot are not from Peckham. What's going on?
But, like, all it would take is, like, a producer to do, like a couple weeks recce going around, like, what you need to do is, like, go out, like, to a bar, like, to, like, go to somewhere like fucking, like, Jumbie or Archers on a Friday night, like, see people around, be like, go up and, like, give them your card, like, that kind of thing. And, like, all you would need to do is, like, a recce for 2 weeks and then, like, go and meet people, like, go to, like, be like, hey, okay, like, so say once they found you, be like, hey, can we come to your house and, like, have a chat with you? And then they would come and they'd, like, ask you, like, oh, can we see your friend's Instagram? That kind of stuff. Like, what's your vibe with your friends? What do you like to do? Like, it's not that hard.
No, but they just fucking...
I wonder if maybe, like, because you said that it was, like, teed up as, like, a documentary star. Like, maybe they still wanted to, like, verge on the line of, like...
I think they wanted to, like, showcase, like... I think what happened was, A, there was not enough black people on the team. So, like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about when it's just a bunch of, like, people that... probably have never even been to Peckham.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, you just don't get the vibes. You don't get the community. You don't get how it is. And, like, I understand they didn't want to go in and be like, okay, cool, we want to have, like, a really messy Peckham, like, kind of show it off badly. Because I feel like
that would piss a lot of, it would piss a lot of people off.
It's okay to do stereotypes where, like, it's, like, Essex and, like, Maiden Chelsea, but, like, kind of has to stop there, do you know what I mean? They wanted to do a documentary, but they also wanted tea with it because they knew that would, like, get it running. But just be honest about it then and just, like, let people know, because at least, like, we'll be like, okay, cool, like, this is how it's going to go. But because you're just so, like, you're so deep in it already and you're like, is
and
this
they're trying to, like, manipulate you and pretend like they're not trying to, like, cause something.
And they will act like the producers will act like your best friends, like, and, like, they know what the fuck they're doing. And, like, looking back, it's just, it's whatever.
A chapter of your life.
It's just a chapter of my life.
Fuck, I'm jealous though, because, like, that's so good to say, like, oh, I've been on reality TV.
Look how thick my eyebrows were there. That is horrendous. They're literally a third of the size now.
Were you
this was a scene that like made me redo 100 times.
Now moving forward, like, I'm gonna just obviously just say to him that we need to take a step. Well, I need to take a step back.
So when are you next? You just see him.
Mark and Tisha are having a party, the Christmas party. I'll see him then. And
is that a good time to chat?
Yeah.
See, that it's because he told me to say that. And I had so many arguments with him as well. They should have done that. They should have done me with the fucking producers, mate. That would have been good TV.
Wait, but so when you were having your thing with Kevin, at the start, were they like, oh, would you guys be interested in dating each other? Or were you guys organically getting together?
Me and Kevin, would literally, like, obviously we fancy each other. We're young. Like, I found him good looking, like, all of that. So I was just like, oh, okay, like, you know, like, as you do, like, in normal life, when you start, like, fancying someone, like, you talk, but then they want to rush it because they're trying to get it all in the season. And then, like, we're just chilling, literally, as friends, like, behind the scenes, like, we were just doing our own thing. Like, he would invite me here, I'll invite him here, we'll go for drinks, we'll do that. Like, it would be me and his twin and, like, all of that. And then it was just, like, and then, like, suddenly they just kept pushing us to, like, talk about how we felt about each other, like, on the show. And it's like, we don't even talk to each other about that. We're just literally just chilling, like, we're mates, but, like, we fancy each other. Do you know
it's like flirty, yeah, kind of, like, casual thing. Like, it's just
I mean, obviously exploring, like, where it's going to go, but, like, we're not talking to each other about, like, our feelings and shit like that because it's literally been a fucking week. Like, do you know what I mean? And we're filming, like, how many times a week sort of thing, and they want things to be progressing at the speed of fucking lightning. So, oh, God, it's a really awkward, like... But it's fine anyways. I saw him last night.
Oh.
Not like that.
No.
He was DJing, okay.
Wait, where'd you go last night?
Oh, fucking hell. I'm kind of hungover today, to be honest.
I did see your close friends this morning when you were like, I don't know where the night started.
I don't know. Like, I woke up and I was like, what? Where? How? Like, what the fuck? We went to... What party was it? Oh, it was the Shaka and Whisk. Like, I don't even know what the fuck it was, but they were, like, up there.
Was it, like, a branded thing or, like...
Nah. We got on guest list, but I don't know if it was... I think it was a ticketed thing, it was in East London.
And then you just went out after.
And then, we just, like, went to, like, the twins with DJing. So we just went there. And, I was standing, like, talking to this, like, really drunk, like, talking to this guy that lives in, like, a square in Chelsea. And we're just asking. He was so lovely. We're just, like, he lived in, like, one of those five-story houses. And we were just asking, like, what did you work as? Like, da-da-da. And he was just like, oh, I've done this, I've done that, like, blah, 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 blah. He was like, I bought this house myself and all of that. I was just so interested.
What the hell?
That's
so random.
I know. But, like, usually, like, people, you expect people from Chelsea to be, like, all up there.
Yeah.
He was just, like, walking, having a nighttime walk. I was like, this is so cute. I want to move here.
You were at Fashion Week?
I was at Fashion Week. Well, I didn't do it properly because every time it's Fashion Week, I'm like, oh, yeah, Fashion Week. And then suddenly it's here. I'm like, oh, fuck. I didn't, like, I got gifted this. And this, I feel like this is, like, my only, like, look, really. I went to Sinead Gorey. That was amazing. But, like... They just kind of make me, like, feel a bit, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, everyone's very serious.
Sinead Gorey was really, really good. Like, oh, my God, like, the sisters, like, Tegan and, oh, my God, I should know her name.
Mia.
Mia, sorry, Tegan and Mia. They were wearing, actually, Sinead Gorey dresses.
Oh,
and
I
they
saw
just
their TikTok, yeah.
They look so fucking good. That bad Parisa, bad kid.
Yeah.
I need that fucking strappy yellow. Like, everyone was, like, wearing, like, really cool fits there. So it was, like, really fun to, like, see people's fits.
I feel like it's been really, like, there's not been any, well, there's not been any A major, like, as in, like, viral
moments.
Looks slash, like... Or, like stunts, like, it within the fashion show. But then also B, I feel like there's not been any major, like, front row, like, celeb appearances or, like, someone crazy turning up. Or, I feel like, I mean, Burberry just happened and there was a few, like, there was, like, Jack Harlow and, Skepta and, like, all those people there. But, like, it wasn't, like... I don't know, like, I feel like usually that, like, someone, like, some brand is pulling out some, like, celeb that hasn't been seen for 10 years randomly. Yeah. Or, like, I mean, to be fair, I feel like this, like, the main weeks are, like, Milan and Paris, which are coming up. And, like, a lot of, like, the major, like, brands were all, I don't know what the word is. I'm trying to congregate at, like, the same week specific just so, like, they're more likely to get high-profile celebs in attendance if it's easier for them to just fly to one country and do it back-to-back and fly back rather than, like, realistically, like, A-plus list celebrities aren't doing the whole month, like...
I was surprised even with Moa Lola, though, because there's always usually, like, something with that brand.
The only fun thing, which... But, like, it's not even that fun. No, wait, there's two fun things that I saw. And, again, it's not even fun. It's just, like, personal, like... Like, oh, this is, like, oh, you guys have done this for me. Like, sat Normani and Jade... Normani from Fifth Harmony and Jade from Little Mix cover. And that was just a personal highlight. And then my other personal, again, brain scratch for me was Dazed asked Jack Harlow at the Burberry show what song is stuck in his head right now. And he said Diet Pepsi, Addison Rae.
Aww. And I was, are they dating or something?
No, no, no. But I was just like... Oh, like, my celeb crush, speaking about my favourite, like...
Is he?
Yeah, he's at my top five.
Shut the fuck up.
But it's his whole demeanour, like...
He's very chill.
The only thing is, he just, like, looks musty. And, like, I have a big thing on personal hygiene. Sorry. And I just know, like, straight men don't wash properly. And, like... So, like, I sometimes find it really hard to, like, find straight men attractive. So they were my only... But, like, I mean, maybe next week we'll have more to speak about when more major things have happened. But... oh, do you know what was announced today that was fun? Tyler's been announced as the main musical performer for the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Oh, good night.
That's like a good moment for her. Like, it's usually like big people who do that.
What do you think about Victoria's Secret and being inclusive?
I mean, I also don't really feel like it's my place to say because it's a woman's lingerie brand. Like, who am I, like, a man to be like, that's good or that isn't? But in terms of like just brands in general, it's like... They're going to do it either way.
Like, I want Victoria's Secret back.
Like, oh, how it used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, but it's also just, like, I don't know, like...
Like, brands are allowed to stay, like, how they are, you know?
Yeah. But, like, they just had, like, so many problems, like, internally, like, from, like, higher up, they were problematic. Oh, so, like, yeah, as a reflection, they, like, literally, like, couldn't because, like, it wasn't just that people were being like, oh, the runway needs to be more inclusive. It's like, oh, the CEO is, like, racist, homophobic, transphobic. Like, like, they actually had to, like, show that they were changing.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it put that, like, they were in, like, a position where they couldn't really stay with, if they wanted to carry on. And also, the brand was failing so bad. But the brand's like, I watched a YouTube video on it, the brand's like failing even more now they've become inclusive. But then like I love the Savage Fenty shows, like, and they're so always so, but then I feel like Victoria's Secret are just trying to be the like Savage Fenty.
Exactly, like Savage Fenty, like, it's just Savage Fenty embodies like that inclusivity,
but like it makes sense because like Rihanna's always been about that, like ever since she dropped her first ever business venture, which was Fenty Beauty. Like, she had all the foundation shades from the like very first drop. Like, that's always been like Rihanna's thing, is like she is the
inclusive,
like, yeah.
And like that's to do with influence, like the influences that they have, and like everything is inclusive, and that's how I view Rihanna's brand. Like, that's how I view Fenty, but I just don't view it like that, so it's just like interesting.
She's just done her Fenty hair launch at Selfridges.
Oh my god, wait, actually, talking about Fenty hair, some girl went and got her hair, wait, what does she do? But she like done like a TikTok about it, and like it was bad.
Oh really? Yeah. What, like they did, as in the products were bad, or they did her hair and it was bad?
I think they'd done her hair or something.
Fenty Hair Salon? Fenty Hair. This is Fenty product in my hair.
So she said, saw Fenty Hair Salon in Selfridges and TikTok, and some black girls I know went and had an amazing time. Unfortunately, my stylist did not seem trained in natural hair care and wasn't professional at all. This is a little disappointing from a brand that's supposed to be a force for diversity and inclusion. We need to do better. Black women and black kinky hair deserves better. 4C hair should not be treated like a chore or like a coarse, hard thing to be dominated with force and pain. Oh, she went in.
That is so bad from them, though.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Especially from them. Like from like a, like Brianna's brand. Like, I mean, from any brand, like they should be able to do any hairstyle. But
no, absolutely. But she is like, her hair is cool. Like she has. I think her thing is.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast. You end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're going to do a sum up of summer. So we're just going to give you a rundown on our favorite things of the summer. Summer's coming to a close, kind of. I mean, the weather's still nice.
Yeah, the weather randomly turned back around for a second.
No, because it was cold the other week. Like freezing.
Yeah, but now why did we have a week of cold where I got used to it, and now we're back to heat? Like,
I know. Wardrobe is.
Yeah, like now. I'd just about come to terms, I guess, or like closure with the fact that we were going into winter, and then all of a sudden they want to fuck it. The government controlling the thermometer. No, I'm joking. Because you know, some people actually believe that the weather. You'd think the weather is government controlled.
I don't, but I like to pretend it is.
Right, yeah, no, I get what you mean. But they wanted to crank it back up to, like, 26 just as I was getting to like, okay, okay, cozy, jacket's out, like, this is nice. Like, oh, right, okay, let me get my shorts fucking back out the back of the wardrobe. Oh, my God. But, you know, we shouldn't complain. Okay, first category is...
Category A. Styles?
Styles, fashion choices, fashion item of the summer, etc., etc. Mine has been, I feel like, the resurgence, which you may have been at the forefront of the flip-flop. Like, I find...
Fuck, why didn't I think of that?
Anyone wearing a slider these days, I'm like, why the fuck are you wearing a slider?
He was wearing a slider.
In my defense, it was my boyfriend's sliders, and I was wearing socks, so I couldn't wear the flip-flops. I wear flip-flops to Tesco, I wear flip-flops, if it's pouring
with
rain.
You are a flip-flop.
I've been fully converted to flip-flops this summer. I was like halfway there last summer towards the end. But this summer, I've been wearing flip-flops with jeans around London, which I would have never had barefoot with close to the London pavement before. But I've been fully...
I'm pretty sure I have like 9 pairs of Havaianas.
Yeah, I've been fully converted to the flip-flop. Yeah. The fact you don't have a Havaianas brand deal yet is disgusting.
No, it is. It actually fucking is.
Because you've sold so many. Even like when we went to IB for this summer, like you were selling them at the airport. Yeah. Like you need to be on commission.
Yeah, literally. I was like, who wants to go to the Havaianas shop? And everyone's like, me.
And then you these included. Are my favorite, which...
Yeah, these are so uncool. They're so Congolese.
Although I was just in Marbella and... These were in like by the pool and they got wet and they've become really stiff because of their like proper leather. But these are like, if you can't see, they're like black leather Gucci ones, but they're like the Gucci monograms like on the strap of the flip-flop, but it's like subtle. And they're from Vestia and they were only like £80.
Wow, I love that for you.
So if you're looking for like a cute pair of... But also, I didn't realize Vestia is so like strict. Like when I bought that and another pair of shoes from Vestia, they're my first things I bought from Vestia. Everything came in like the original shoebox, dust bags, like. And then I was like, "Fuck!" I was like, "I was gonna sell some stuff in Vestia." I was like, "They're definitely gonna decline me because I know someone who sold stuff on Vestia, and they sent it off and they sent it back to them. They were like, they sold it on Vestia. It got sold because basically you have to send your thing to the Vestia offices. They like check it or authenticate it and then send it on. And the person who sold this thing sent it off to the Vestia offices and they got an email being like, your thing has been rejected because it's not up to our Vestia quality. Like, we're sending it back. So,
well, they did get in a bit of trouble because people were saying that they were selling fake stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think it is very, very hard now. I mean, I know like, it is hard, isn't it? To make sure.
Fashion item?
Trend. Fashion item for me would... Oh, fuck. I wish I don't have you on this, but I'm happy that you took that because mine's also a sandal. Mine is like wedge sandals.
Yes, I love the girlies and wedges this summer.
Yeah, so I love my Givenchy's. I honestly think they are designer. They are on the expensive-ish side. You can definitely get like the same thing. Like, it doesn't have to be Givenchy, but having a black wedge, like a flip-flop wedge, like the Caperni-style ones, they're just the best for holidays. Or like, yeah, holidays, anything, because you can just bring those. They do take up room, so you might have to wear them there. But they go with everything. Like, considering it's like a big, fat, black shoe on my foot, yeah, that looks like a tire. For me, personally, I am able to wear it with pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really pretty dress, slap them on. Shorts, slap them on. Skirts, slap them on. Like, anything. Like, just like a bikini. Like, they're just so cute. The cost per wear on those is probably £2.
I know, they're comfy.
They're so comfy, then, yeah. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I've also enjoyed, like, just, like the girls in, like, actual, like, old-school, like, early 2010s wedges this summer. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like, the Goldie Gladiator ones. Beauty product.
Yeah.
Skincare, etc., etc. Mine has been, I know you're going to disagree with me, but the mix between Sol de Janeiro blue cream.
No.
What?
Is this a one where I'm like, you smell so good all the time?
Maybe,
like,
but it's a mix between that and the Off-White Solution number four.
I love that smell.
It's something about the blue one in specific from Sol de Janeiro. It's the thickness of it, or like the way that it sits on your skin. There is something about as the like cream is settling into your skin, if you still spray your fragrance, it sits and lasts and smells so strong.
My perfume is the Loewe of the summer for me. Is the Loewe Paula's IB for Cosmic. That scent is like summer for me. It's so good. You smell expensive, and I love the packaging.
Mm.
I love everything about it. It's so good. Even that, you know, that girl Jordan. She's like really cool, and like she has like everything
I've ever wanted in my life.
Yeah, she was like, Loewe perfumes are like the best. Like they're literally the best. They smell so good. And then I would also say this Rode case with obviously the lip gloss.
Yeah.
This, I've never finished like a lip balm lip gloss like in my life, I don't think, without losing it or like. But this is nearly, please touch me, I don't want to lose any now. But like, this is nearly done. Like, there's barely anything necessary. I really have to like squeeze it out. And you make sure that you use it. And I just think it's so genius because you're always just going to buy a new one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a perfect way to like continue.
Yeah, because you're not just going to have an empty phone case. Right? Okay, favorite festival event, festival / event.
I had a really, really good time at All Points East this year.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad
a really
you did.
Good time, because you didn't, did you?
No, I actually didn't have a bad time. I just don't think, for me, a DJ is a field event for me. I think I'm for a festival, it has to be either, if it's going to be DJs, it has to be something like Gala, which is smaller and small tents and intimate, or if it's going to be big stages like All Points East, it has to be like live music. That was my only issue with it. I will say though, my favorite set, other than maybe one which I'll get onto, but one of my favorites, the top two at least, sets of the festival season this summer was Thames at All Points East. I had such a good time.
Yeah, because you got converted from that.
But obviously my favorite festival was Glastonbury.
Oh yeah,
God, it was so good. And my favorite, if I'm being, my two favorite sets actually from summer were from Glastonbury. Charlie XCX's DJ set was just, and it was like at the peak of my brat summer obsession. And it was just so, because we waited 2 hours for it. It felt so good that we waited for it, and she finally came on. And SZA closing off Glastonbury, having floods of tears, will be a core memory. I literally can't listen to SZA the same since,
really?
Especially the songs I cried at. Like, I literally, like, physically, like, it comes on and I'm like, I feel deep connection to these songs now. I'm like, I was stood in this field crying while you were singing this live. But yeah, Glastonbury was my favorite. And I also, this wasn't a festival, but I had a really good time at Wimbledon.
Oh yeah, you
like,
did too.
I would love to go back to Wimbledon again next year. Hopefully when like British, because I did go on the day where a British player was playing, and it's a bit like the football in the Euros.
Yeah,
like, you can so easily more get behind a sport when it's like you have a specific person to root for.
Yeah.
But I would never have me down as a Wimbledon girl. But
no, neither.
I would 10-10 go back. Great experience. Just sitting there drinking, like watching people hit a ball back and forth.
Yeah.
Bar, restaurant, new hot spot find of the summer. I went to two good new restaurants, which I would go back to. And I rarely am a restaurant returner, just because I feel like there's so many restaurants out there to try in London. Like, I hate going back to the same ones again and again and again. But there were two that I tried that I wouldn't mind going back to. I think the first one is called Rita's, or Ria's. in Notting Hill.
Okay.
It's deep dish pizza, and it comes, and it's like, it's like, oh, it's so freaking good. They have such good
pizza. I'm going to get one today.
I've been in a real good pizza phase recently. And my second one, I think it's called Seabird. It's on the top of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My friend Alex really enjoyed that as well.
It's on the top of the Hoxton in Bermondsey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like a rooftop, and it's just... It was really good seafood.
And she doesn't like seafood like that, and she really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and they did a really good... Oh, what was my margarita there? It was like a honey and...
Yeah, she said this as well.
Maybe passion fruit or honey and some sort of like fruit margarita, and it was a really good margarita.
Oh, my God, I want to make a hot honey margarita. They need to do more margarita. Like, most people love a margarita.
Yeah, oh, my God, the best margarita I've ever had was in Mexico, and occasionally, if I'm feeling brave, I'll ask a restaurant / bar in London if they do it, and it's always a no because it's like so obscure. But a cucumber margarita, to this day, my favorite drink I ever had. And I knew when I was in Mexico that so I had it every single night when I was in Mexico, and I've not had one since. It was so good.
Oh, nice.
Have you tried that cucumber salad that everyone's making?
No. But I've always followed that guy. I love him. He's
really? I didn't realize he was like a thing before cucumber salad.
He used to do like kimchi videos and like, yeah.
I made it once and then I was like eating it and I was just like, why have I just gone to the shop?
I don't even like cucumber.
Well, I also was like eating it and I was like, this just tastes, I mean, it is like, that's because it is it, but like, it just tastes like cucumber and yogurt. Like, this isn't like filling me up. I don't understand how people are like substituting it for like their lunch.
There was one that I did want to try though, and I think it was like more of an Italian style one. I was like, I can get behind that.
Oh, actually, he did do one which I saw which looked quite cute. I can't remember the name of it. There was a specific name for what these things are, but like he like cut the cucumber into slices and then made each one with different like toppings, almost like, you know, like a smoked salmon bellini. But like one was like passata and like feta, and then the next one, and that I could get on board with.
Yeah.
Because each like tastes like almost like a mini pizza.
To be fair, before it shut down, mine was probably Sorikis Bowl.
For it.
To get those fat ass bloody cocktails that were like £9 for like a quadruple shot. I'm only gonna get that at my house now. Sucks. R.I.P.
Song of the summer.
Song of the summer. Move. And I really like the way you. That's it.
My songs of the summer: Snap My Finger, Cake Tornado, and Pink Panthers. And just because this song sounded like 2018 summer to me, and I enjoyed it so much, like it sounded like back when like Drake would release like summery bops, which were like, you know when you hear like some Drake songs and it's just like passion fruit, it just takes you to summer. Camila Cabello's Hot Uptown featuring Drake, and also of course Normani's album Dopamine. It's been my favorite album of the year so far, and it was released this summer, so all the songs on that.
Artist of the summer, it's got to be Taylor. I'm joking.
I'm trying to think of people who have like done something this summer specific, not just I'm not trying to say like, because what, Megan, Kate, Rihanna, they're my artists of the summer every summer. But like to think like, oh, like specifically doing something this summer, Jade for doing Angel of My Dreams, and the whole Addison Rae Renaissance for Diet Pepsi have been my two girls of the summer.
Yeah, I would say, and it's so funny.
Oh, sorry to cut you off, but also like, there's a girl called Jay Stevens as well, who's like bringing back like fun, fresh, summery music. It's J-A-E Stevens. So her as well.
Well, I would say that it's funny because like, the whole Brat Summer thing was irritating me so much, I just refused to listen to the album. And then I saw Charlie XCX like literally last week, and now I can't sort of bop into that. And I'm like, oh, that's what everyone's been. This is what everyone's been enjoying.
It's just fun, lighthearted, not serious. Like,
serious.
Oh, yeah, in that sense, I guess. But not all of the songs.
No. I really like a lot of the songs though. Like, they actually touch my heart.
As much as people want to hate on Brat Summer and people want to say it's lame now because like, what, she's doing an H&M collab, and like the local girls who like don't know much about like Charlie XCX are like, it's all of a sudden. And like the people who aren't reminiscent of Brat Summer are saying Brat Summer and all that kind of stuff. Like the cultural impact that fucking had this summer was insane. insane, and the way she just perfectly executed an album rollout. So like, as much as people want to say it's lame now because it's easy to hate on things once the vast majority of general public are onto it, you can't deny the excellence of how she fucking played this summer.
And she's done her thing. And also to watch her perform is fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, our favourite follow / creator, Hallie, I don't know how to say her name, but
Oh, Hallie Batcher. Yeah.
How do you say her surname?
I don't know. I just say, like, I don't have
Hallie Batchelder.
Yeah.
I found her when Alex Cooper was doing that Call Me Daddy, like retreat thing, or maybe it was an Unwell thing, but she did, or maybe it was her 30th birthday, I don't know. She did some retreat ranch thing, and Hallie did like a, it was like a watch, like there was like a confessional booth there, and she was like, she had this viral clip, and she was like, I like went on a date the other day, and like I ate loads of oysters, and I let a guy F me in the ass for the first time.
Really?
And everybody was like, this is crazy to admit. And I was like, who is this girl? She's a diva. And I went onto her profile and I was just like, okay, I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah. No, she's crazy. Have you seen like with her dad and stuff as well? Like, you see where she gets it from?
Because I did a deep dive on her. I like sat and watched like loads and loads.
I literally followed her, not to be one of them, but I literally followed her since like she had like 50k. But she's
I'm so surprised. She literally has never in my life come on my few page once before that.
It's so funny. Now I follow her, like, well, now she's blowing up a lot. Like, I rediscovered her from someone else, and I forgot that I even followed her because her shit just wasn't coming up for me.
Yeah.
So, like, now, obviously, I see because of the shit that she's doing, which
is
quite
big. And
she
lives such a fun life.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, like...
in her apartment.
And she's unapologetically rich girl rich.
I would say mine would be a girl called Sierra Renner or Rena.
I don't know.
She is a stylist from New York as well, and she is just, like, so fucking cool. This is her.
Oh, I've never seen her before.
Really? She's so...
she's pretty.
Yeah, she's really pretty. She's really cool. She's just moved into a new apartment as well. And, like, she's just, like, decorating, like, her apartment and shit. But, like, her closet.
Ooh, I like her
But
closet.
The pieces that she has, she's literally my fave. And she's so stylish. And she works really, really hard. And she's, like, styled, like, Tyler and, like, SZA and, like, loads of big people. But she's also, like, an influencer as well.
Stylists are such good people to follow because not only do you get, like, the style inspiration, but it's also fun to see, like kept in the loop of, like, what, like, someone's actually wearing and the process of, like,
And also because, especially with them, like, they have, like, multiple looks for, like, this, for, like, one day or one shoot. So, like, you'll see, like, all the things that they also, like, plus what they're wearing.
Also, I kind of find in, like, the most, like, weird way possible, like, stylists are more relatable because I find like sometimes fashion influencers are like doing the most to the point like I'm never wearing this outfit like oh, come on please whereas like if a stylist is showing their outfit, it's like something they're wearing to work, so it's just like an effortlessly cool outfit that's like not super overcomplicated.
Oh, she's definitely overcomplicated.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, but what is nice is you can like take away pieces. Like sometimes her outfits will be like, whoa, like that's a lot, but she rocks it and like it still looks so good. But there's specific pieces, like she has like really cool like polos at a JW Anderson, then she'll wear them with a really puffy skirt, but like you know that the thought behind it is like getting something that's a bit more like masculine and then feminizing it sort of thing. And she does all of that, and I just really like watching that because I just go on her page and I'm like, like what should I like, I need some inspo. She's good for inspo, and you can just, because she's so crazy, it's not like way too much.
When you over style so much and over accessorize and all that kind of things, all your outfits just blend into one. And
literally,
it's like, because you just see a mirage of things, and like cohesively it does look good and everything, but like I can't look at you,
I'm
and
so overwhelmed.
And it gets to where everything's so busy that everything just looks like one
outfit. Literally. And it's like, with her, hers are like stuff that you wouldn't put, like you might, it's a lot, so you might not want to wear like something like so like crazy, but you can, because it is crazy, you can like get one specific cool item. Like for example, like if she's wearing a polo, like it'll be super oversized with like a massive like tutu, but like you're not gonna necessarily wear
tutu
and a super oversized, but you might take one thing. Also, another great stylist to follow is my friend Maya McLean. She's absolutely killing it at the moment.
Yeah, I've just seen her make for those. Did she make the fur jeans?
Yeah, she made the fur jeans. She made them for, oh, I don't know who she done it
Mathilde
for.
Mathilde came up on, she made them for Mathilde on my feed.
But yeah, no, she's amazing. And also her stories are funny, and she gives you like the BTS of like what's going on.
Oh, really?
Doesn't give a fuck, no. And I love that.
Final, of course, it's pop off. We got to do our favorite pop culture moment from the summer. I think I have a top three. Okay, my number three favorite is This is a little bit of a throwback. Nicki Minaj getting arrested in Amsterdam. That was hilarious. Oh my God,
yes! I forgot about that.
The way that she had a jail door slam while on Instagram Live is insane.
Wait, what?
Like, she was on Instagram Live. It wasn't quite a jail door. It was cell door is what I meant. It was like she was in the back of a police van and she was like sat on Instagram Live like this. And it just comes across and goes...
Oh my God.
And like what? Nicki Minaj. Yeah. This isn't some random person. Like, this is an A-list celebrity on Instagram Live.
But
doing
does it surprise you that it's Nicki?
And then the whole mess of like people waiting at like the Co-op Live arena and like not knowing if she's turning up. Like, oh my God. Like, that was so funny to watch in real time. Mm-hmm. My second favorite thing is kind of like not really pop culture, but like we spoke about it a lot on the podcast. It's been one of our favorite topics this summer. The Olympics.
Yes!
We have loved the Olympics. And as a girl who never has been interested in sport in her life, I have really liked the Olympics this year. And I feel like this, I don't know, because this is my first Olympics I've tuned into, so maybe it does every Olympics, but this Olympics really bordered on pop culture. Like, there was so many, like, fun moments. Yeah. Like, the big dick high jumper, the like
all the athletes been so sexy.
Yeah, and the like little like a British gymnast who like kept making all the little funny faces to camera.
Oh, I saw that Autumn, yeah. That was so funny.
Like, there was just so many good
moments.
Pop culture moments that like were like tied. Like, it was a really silly Olympics. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really like a good.
But it really showed that like that there's so much more to like the sport, because I guess we see sport and it's like super serious because they're training and doing all of this, but then there's also like the personalities behind the sport as well, which makes you fall in love with a country, a team, or this or that, like so much more.
I really enjoyed it. And my number one pop culture moment of the summer was Love Island USA. It was so fun to watch a reality show again that had like everyone engrossed and like put these people as like mainstream celebs, because like we haven't had that in the UK for ages. Like, we haven't had a Love Island like that since, I would say, at a push 8, but realistically 5. And getting to watch like them come out and be, because I guess even like when Love Islanders come out now, and even if they do get the fame, like they expect the fame. It was so fun to watch like people come off a reality TV show and like shocked that like they have millions of followers, being excited and like making TikToks nonstop because they're like, oh my God, what the hell? Yeah.
Like the humbleness.
Yeah. Whereas nowadays, like when the people come off Love Island UK, they just like, they go instantly into like serious influencer mode because that's what they expect to do. And like, it's like, it was so cool getting to see like, again, like reality stars, like on like celebrities like tweeting about it and like them being able to do like actual like TV ads. Like, it felt like, I saw a tweet which is like no, like in America they haven't seen like reality TV fame like this since like Jersey Shore. Like, it was like fully old school reality TV like fame. And like, obviously we know me, like that's my favorite genre of pop culture reality television, so it was so fun getting to do that. Although now it's starting, they're like they're getting used to it now, it's starting to wear off though. But it was a good fun month of
summer.
And like, they were posting every day and they were just like, couldn't believe it, like it was just like such like a fun month.
Oh my gosh, wait, sorry, the whole Molly May and Tommy Fury thing was a massive publicity stunt.
Really?
I think so anyways, because it's so convenient that her brand is coming out and they're also being spotted back together again.
You know how people are saying that they've been spotted back together and like everyone's like, what's going on with Tommy's toes? And have you seen that? Like, that is like, and I know this is insane of me, but that's, it's making me think it's AI.
That would be how his feet are. I'm pretty sure I used to see pictures.
What, his toes? Yeah. Like, that's what happens in AI, is like people's like fingers and toes go messed up.
Extra toes. His toe literally looks like it's like folded on top because he's,
I don't know. I've seen so many like dumb things about Tommy and Molly Mae on TikTok, like that are like, that is obviously the most real one. But like, even still, like, do we have like, has anyone actually done like a time date check on like when that photo was actually posted, or are we all just taking like some random?
Look at this picture of him from Long Island.
Or is everyone just taking some random TikTok that we all saw word for word? Because like, no one, I don't think anyone is, like, wait, let me do the research now.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at his feet.
Yeah, because when you search Molly Mae and Tommy spotted on news, there's no articles about that picture. I think it's an old picture or it's AI.
Okay. Well, I heard that they were getting on.
No, yeah, I think there has been reports that they are rekindling. And also, have you seen that he's releasing a book and he's he said that like the book is still coming out next month, but like something like pre-orders won't be going out early because I've decided to write because obviously like with because it's a memoir, so he's like obviously with like a, like the one of the biggest things ever happening in my life, it feels wrong releasing a memoir and not touching on it. So I've recalled the books to write a chapter about the breakup.
Oh wow!
But I doubt he'll go into any details.
Boring. Who wrote the book?
Are you gonna buy anything from Maybe?
Oh my fuck.
I saw some girl being like, which made me laugh because I'm like, okay, wait. But she made a TikTok being like, oh, like when you want to support Molly Mae's brand, but no one's worn, but you haven't worn a blazer since like 2020.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, no one really buys blazers anymore. Like blazers are random ass.
Or like if you buy a blazer, it's going to be like a vintage one. Like the only blazers that I wear are like my dad's ones, or I got a really nice H&M one, but it looks like it's old. Like I'm not wearing no Molly Mae
blazers. Well, this is also the other point that I was going to make. I was like, oh my God, people are like the TikTok was like, I want to support Molly Mae and buy it, but like I don't wear it. And the caption's like, oh, I probably still will. It's like, Molly Mae does not need your support.
Mm.
She's a multimillionaire.
Literally.
We don't need to buy clothing items that we know that we haven't worn for years.
That Birkin though.
No, oh my God, wait, I forgot trends we need to ditch. My fucking trend of this year that we need to ditch is people saying, okay, listen, I don't mind people over-stylizing. Obviously, like, they're going to do it with like the way that like, Miu Miu and now Coach having their shows with like all the key earrings and like the little bags on big bags, like all that kind of stuff, like over accessorizing your bag. I think that can be done in a cute way and all that kind of stuff. But I've seen specifically two TikToks from like creators who own Birkins being like they're Jane Birkinifying their Birkins. And it's like an Amazon fucking claw clip and these tacky ass keychains from Amazon. And it's like, no, that's not what Jane Birkin, the whole reason why. Like what Jane Birkin did to her Birkin was that like she didn't care what it looked like. She threw it about. She scuffed it up. She didn't go and like order a bunch of Amazon cheap plastic keychains and attach them to a tens of thousands pounds bag. The whole point of it was like she threw like it would be scuffed at the bottom and it would lose its shape and like a scarf would be like tied on because she'd be wearing that scarf that day. Like it wouldn't be like. Planned out, yeah. Like, and that is my top. I'm not saying I don't necessarily hate people putting keychains on bags because like it's fun and it like shows individuality
it's
and stuff.
That.
It's the specific like TikTok trend of people saying, "Let's Jane Birkinify my Birkin," and it's like, no, that is not what that is. Please, let's stop rewriting history.
But even like, I saw this girl and she like. Oh, I'm just gonna sound like a massive hater, but she printed, and now do it if you wanna do it, but this is just simply my opinion. But she like printed out all these stickers and then put them on her suitcase.
Oh, I think I saw
Do you know
that.
What I mean?
I can't
like,
think who it is, but
it's
I
like
see
a beef
that.
And like this and that, and it's just like, I get it because like obviously you think it looks cool, that's why you're doing it. But like the whole point of these things is
it
you collect
over time,
it.
Yeah.
It's like going on like line and then like ordering like loads of like magnets from like around
yeah,
the world.
But, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then just putting them on your fridge. It's like not like. You should collect them. But if you want to do that, do it.
Yeah, but it's just the problem with social media nowadays that, like...
People just be rushing.
Yeah.
These like, things take time. Do you think my mum got all these magnets in a year?
Yeah.
I mean, half of them, yeah, because I've been away, but, like...
It's, like, it's supposed to be, like, not...
Yeah, sentimental and shitty stuff, you know?
Like, I just... Oh, that... Like, it literally, like... boils my blood, and I know it's not that deep and like step outside and touch grass and it's not that serious and everything like that. Like I made a TikTok about actually let me address that freaking hate comment because I almost replied but I didn't because I couldn't get my point across well enough in a reply. But I made a TikTok about Tate McRae wearing a Britney Spears dress and how this generation's effed because everyone just takes inspirations and no one's doing anything for themselves. And the top comment was like, yeah, but it's not that deep though. Like, why are you so bothered? And I was like, no, it actually is deep because like we aren't going to have anything culturally relevant or culturally iconic. Like that is deep. Like it's like pop culture is dumb. And like people will say like, oh, people who are obsessed with celebrities are like dumber than the most people and all that kind of stuff. But like it is one of the most things that define, especially in like, Western culture, like celebrities and all that kind of stuff is one of the most like era defining things. Like you think of like the 2010s and you think of like the celebrities who are relevant and like Kim and Kanye and all that kind of stuff. The fact that we don't have people like pulling big pop culture moves and stunts is a problem.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Like, it is deep. It's not, like, obviously, like, end of the world, earth-shattering deep, but it is, like, especially as, like it's the same way, like, if, like, a straight man would be able to complain about, like, a football club not doing something right.
Yeah, like, you're allowed, like, to complain.
Because I saw that, and I was, like, I was doing something about, like, something to do with the VMAs, and everybody was, like, why it's not that deep, and I was, like, why is it so normalized for a straight man to get, like, so visibly shaken up, upset, sobbing because a football team loses a match, and, like, why is it so socially acceptable for, like, straight men to go to a pub and sit there and scream at a television because someone scored a goal that someone they've never met, but it's looked down upon of, like, the girls and the gays want to watch an award show and, like,
yeah,
or, like, the
because
girls and
always,
the gays want to watch Love Island.
And,
like,
it's always silly stuff as
yeah,
well.
Like,
yeah,
like, what, please explain to me, like, actually what the difference is between that, because these are, to both of us, to both a man loving football or, like, me loving an award show or Love Island, like, we don't know these people, they don't know us, and it is, and what the end result actually happens here doesn't affect our lives actually personally, but it's so okay for, like, straight men to, like, take football so seriously
and fight.
Society deems that as, like, oh, that's just, like, laddish, but it's, like, gay or lame for, like, people to, like, love, like, award show red carpets or that kind of thing. It's like, anyway, rant over. Do we have anything else to say?
No,
cut the cameras. Do we have a what's poppin'?
Yeah, my what's poppin' of the week is an amazing creator that is just so fucking
hilarious.
Oh,
our queen.
Yeah, what's her name? That is Caitlin Hankey, or Coco Caitlin. And she basically just, like, anything she's going to, like, she would just dress up. And she does it in, like, she seems like she would be quite, like, shy, but she goes out and wears, like, the maddest shit. Like, for example, one of her, like, most viral TikToks is her, and she went to Brand's Castle in Transylvania in Romania, and she dressed up as a Dracula and on her own. Do you get it? Like, and I just think it's so cool when she just doesn't give two shits, and she doesn't do it. She does it because she's genuinely interested. And, like, when she was at Manchester Pride, she dressed as, like, like a whole ass, like, chair, like, for, like, The Voice, because, like, Jessie J was there.
Like, that is so fucking creative.
That's so
and
creative.
So sick.
Like, she put all these things together and was like, okay, cool, like, what are these guys got in common? And she done the whole chair. Like, she made, like, the chair that goes around, and she starts a video list. And then, like, she, like, talks about it, and then, like, she dressed up as a Beetlejuice character for the new movie, and she's just like in the comments, like, yeah, like, no one was even at the cinema, like, all this for no one to even be at the cinema and see my outfit. And I just think she's so fucking cute, and, like, just, like, you know when someone has, like, a real passion for something,
and like, you can see it shine through, like,
yeah,
it's not,
shine,
like,
through, and, like, she's just so, and her demeanor and the way she speaks, I could go on about her for ages, but I'm just so obsessed.
But also,
with her.
It's so nice that, like, social media, like, I know social media's done a lot of bad and all that kind of stuff, but social media existing, like, allows, like, someone like her to actually not be able to, because as you said, that's her passion, that's her hobby, I'm sure she was doing that before she started doing it on TikTok. But as you said, she goes to the cinema and no one sees her, and she's put all the, like, able to have social media to be able to, like, not only, like, showcase what you've spent hours on, like, your hobby and your, like, passion, but also have, like, a community of people who, like, relate.
Yeah, I just find it cool.
Like, I just think social media is so fun. Mine is the new Tate McRae song. I don't care if you can't hear what she's saying and she's not enunciating her words.
I don't know, she was only 21 as well.
Yeah. I don't care if you can't hear what she's saying and she can't enunciate her words. Listen to the fucking beat and just enjoy it. Like, shut up. Like,
that's me with every song.
Like, I don't listen. Like, this is not a song where you need to know the lyrics and feel that. Like, it's an upbeat, fun, lighthearted pop song. Like, just listen to it and get on with it. You don't need to hear the words. Although, what I will have is, please stop calling her the next Britney Spears. She is nothing of the sort. And there will never be another Britney. And not everybody needs to be the next new thing. And please just leave Britney alone. Because in this day and age, it's, like, physically impossible for anyone to ever have the run that Britney Spears fucking did. And anyone to have the cultural chokehold Britney Spears does. So please stop comparing her to Britney Spears. Anyway, the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Lobar.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing?
They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.